Occasionally, an event occurs of such significance that it forever changes the way you perceive life itself, as though a veil has been lifted and the clarity and purpose of your life become obvious. In November of 1993, such an event occurred for my family and I. I was one of the Native American children adopted at birth and removed from the reservation system. As fate would have it, I was raised by a wonderful family and grew up in Southwest Minnesota. I lost both adoptive parents in 1987. It was then that my wife, Kathy, discovered my adoption papers that had been hidden for years. On Thanksgiving Day, 1993, I was reunited with my biological Lakota family. Neither of us had known the other had existed all those years. So began our incredible journey back into Native America. This is our story. Thank you for joining us this week on Hidden Heritage. We're going to travel to western South Dakota and visit a place of special significance to the Lakota. It's the highest point in South Dakota, but actually it's the tallest point between the Rocky Mountains and the East Coast. To the Lakota, we call it Black Elk Mountain, but the rest of the world knows it as Harney Peak. Join us now as we travel to the top of Black Elk Mountain. We packed up our gear from our base in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and headed west on Interstate 90. Our destination, Rapid City, which sits at the foot of the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. To start with, to us, there's nothing better than a good old road trip across our home state. It takes about 2 hours to reach Chamberlain, where the Missouri River makes a grand panorama as it crosses the interstate and the state of South Dakota. Moving on as you cross the Missouri, you can't help but notice that you are clearly now in the West. The rolling landscape and open prairies always give us a feeling of freedom. My mind always drifts back to an earlier time when the Lakota roamed freely across the northern plains. It sometimes feels like I was dropped into the wrong century. I would have loved to travel and live with the old and simple Lakota ways. But the interstate today is a busy place, carrying tourists back and forth as they seek out what's left of the Old West and Indian country. It was time for our second fuel stop, and then on to the final leg of this cross-state expedition. The Black Hills came into sight, but a trip through South Dakota wouldn't be complete without a little gully washer. Nothing like a good cleansing rain to welcome us to Rapid City, South Dakota. We prepared to rest up for the evening and get started the next morning. We got a good early start. The weather was perfect for a pilgrimage up to the highest point in South Dakota, known to the Lakota as Black Elk Mountain. The Black Hills were in rare form, and the stage was set for our first ever visit to this historical and spiritual location, also called Harney Peak. Well, we arrived in our destination a couple days ago, and we finally are starting to get some decent weather. As you can see around us here, it's a beautiful day, and we're looking forward to our trip up to the highest point in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Harney Peak, they call this place, and there's a lot of history behind it. But before we get into that, we're just going to kind of get the gear packed up. The boys and myself are going to get ready to go, and we're going to begin this little trek, this journey up to the highest point of the Black Hills, Harney Peak. Join us as we begin this adventure. Well, this is our first stop on the trail up to Harney Peak. We stopped here. As you can notice behind me, there's a clearing here, and the guys were telling me that
what we've noticed here is what they call beetle kill. It affects the trees up here, the pine trees. It's been kind of at an epidemic proportion, but it's taken quite a toll here in the Black Hills, and I just thought this was a point of interest to take a look around and see what the effect is for something like this. From this point, we'll continue our walk up to the highest point here in the Black Hills.
Harney Peak is the highest point in South Dakota and is located within Black Elk Wilderness Area within Black Hills National Forest. At 7,244 feet, it is also the highest summit in the United States, east of the Rocky Mountains, and the highest point within the Black Hills.
Well, this is our second stop on the way to... I said Harney Peak earlier, but actually it's Black Elk Mountain, to be correct. It's been a very peaceful day. We picked a wonderful day. It's the nicest it's been for a couple days here. One of the things that we've noticed walking up here is just kind of the peacefulness. They used to say in earlier times that here in the Black Hills, still the sacred site of the Lakota, there is kind of a special energy here. And we can all feel it walking up here. So it's been a great experience up to this point, and we're looking forward to getting to the summit here and seeing what the view looks like. But so far, it's been just fantastic. We're enjoying the walk.
Look at that, Chris.
First European Americans believed to have reached the summit were a party led by General George Armstrong Custer in 1874 during the Black Hills Expedition. Custer, along with five other men, rode on horseback much of the way, and Custer forced his mount higher after the others in his party had dismounted, which one of the party, engineer W.H. Hood, later described as quite cruel.
Okay, cool.
We're
looking at the backside of Mount Rushmore right now at this time. So it's a kind of a perspective most people never see. You see the parking lot down there below it. It's pretty cool.
Beautiful day.
It is. Absolutely. Well, we've arrived at our destination, and we're at the top of what most people call Harney Peak. It's the highest point in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And to the Lakota people, though, we call this Black Elk Mountain. First of all, I have to say it's one of the most beautiful locations that I've ever been to. As you look around over across the rest of the Black Hills, it's really just a magnificent sight. And I can see why this was the spot that our well-known Lakota spiritual leader of the past by the name of Black Elk came to for his prayers and for his vision quest. One of the reasons this place is so significant is that in earlier times, Black Elk came here for his vision quest. It was a time of great turmoil amongst the Sioux people, and so he came here searching for answers to some of the problems that the people were having at the time. And in the course of that, he had a great vision that kind of prophesied some of the things of the future. One of the things that he saw was the mending of the sacred hoop, which was, in his explanation, the time when the people of the world would come together and our people on the planet would heal itself back up. Unfortunately, during the course of his lifetime, he wasn't able to realize the fruition of that vision. But perhaps maybe it'll come to happen over the course of our lifetime. Well, who knows? But anyway, this is a beautiful, magnificent location, and I feel very lucky and fortunate to have been able to make the hike, the trek up the mountain. I almost feel like I could spend a couple of days just sitting here myself. I'm sure it'd be kind of a life-changing experience if you had the time and the ability to do that. Now, this location, the top of this mountain, Harney Peak, has become a national park of sorts. So even our own people, the native people of this area, the Lakota, no longer come up here for a vision quest. But that's how things change over the course of time. One can only imagine what this must have been like back in earlier times. It's a magnificent, beautiful location, majestic. Well, pretty soon, my friends and I are going to have to gather things up and head back down. We almost feel like we don't want to take off at this point, but we'll spend a few more minutes looking around and taking in the sights and the emotion and the power of this location and say a prayer ourselves and head back down. Harney Peak is the site of Sioux Native American Black Elk's great vision, which he received when 9 years old, and the site of which he returned to many times as an old man. Accompanied by writer John Neihard, who wrote about the spiritual leader in his book, Black Elk Speaks. Neihard recorded Black Elk's words regarding his vision as follows. I was standing on the highest mountain of them all, and round about beneath me was the whole hoop of the world. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I understood more than I saw. For I was seeing in a sacred manner the shapes of all things in the spirit, and the shape of all shapes as they must live together like one being. An abandoned fire lookout tower is situated on the summit. A plaque at the base of the tower reads, Valentine McGillicuddy, Wasishu Wakan, marking the grave of Valentine McGillicuddy, the translation of which is Sacred White Person. I think it's safe to say that the experience for all of us was pretty powerful. And none of us really wanted to go home. We would have enjoyed staying around for an extra hour or even a day, taking in the sights and the emotion and the power of the place. It caused me to think just how lucky we had been to be able to take this little trip and to retrace the footsteps of Black Elk. In my culture, this was the site of a very special event. To this day, the book Black Elk Speaks is considered something of the Bible of the Lakota people. It was an experience of a lifetime. Hidden Heritage continues to set forth and bring us opportunities that one could never possibly imagine. We hope you enjoyed this trip to this very special place in the Black Hills of South Dakota, Black Elk Mountain.